I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and boy, we still have 2 hours left of the Jesse Kelly Show. That's exciting. Now let's talk about something that may be a little ugly, maybe good, maybe bad. It probably is both, but I see it. I was thinking about this last night, and I see it plain as day, because we have an issue. Like, you've heard me talk endlessly about how the Democratic Party, how the Democrats, they've been taken over by the communists. Again, this is probably 12, 13 years or so. That's how long it's taken. And now Nancy Pelosi, as I mentioned before, how she was held hostage. Remember, like I said, she didn't want to even impeach Trump. She fought that off. She knew that wouldn't be popular. Eventually, she couldn't hold him off anymore. The communist caucus was simply too big. But I was thinking about something else, actually. And I forget what it was. It was some preview for a movie or something that was on TV when I got home last night. The TV was on, and there was a preview for something. And it was, of course, they had to throw some LGBTQ crap in the preview and whatnot. And it was one of these family movies. And immediately everyone in the house says, oh, gosh, okay, well, we're not going to that, right? Same thing. So I was thinking to myself, can this turn around? Can this change? Because you want this to stop. This endless stuff everywhere. The endless destruction of the corporate world especially, including entertainment. You want it to stop. I want it to stop. Can it stop? Will it stop? When will it stop? We ask these questions a lot. You probably have asked it too. And I had a thought. It's a dark thought, but I bet you I'm not wrong. I think that there is a terminal cancer with many, many, many entities in the country, maybe virtually all of them. And when I say terminal, I mean I think the cancer is a virtual guarantee to kill them one way or the other. And let me explain what I'm talking about. Communism is cancer, all right? It is death personified. That's why it's created so much misery and death in its very, very short history. If you're a political party, like the Democrats, or you're a corporation, we're going to use Disney for just the ease of understanding what I'm about to say, or you're a corporation, whether you're the Democratic Party or you're Disney or you're whoever, and you choose to begin hiring these cultural Marxists, this becomes part of your hiring process. What you're doing is you are voluntarily bringing malignant tumors into your company. Because remember, these people, no matter which version of American communist you get, whether they be climate change nutters or feminists or LGBTQ or the civil rights or they're all after destruction. Remember, that's the whole point of what they believe. I am a malcontent because of X. America treats me wrong because I'm X, so I need to burn the place down to change it. They're all about destruction. So if you're Disney or you're the Democrat Party, whoever, and you invite these malignant tumors into your body, eventually you're going to get to a place where you are sick, like you're Disney right now. This is why Disney's such a great example. Disney, they still have a CEO. They still have a corporate board, meaning there's all these fancy schmancy people in suits that you'll never be able to afford and I'll never be able to afford, and they fly in private planes and they sit around fancy boardrooms and they get to do all these things. Yes, and that's very nice, but the bad part about this is they all require job performance. Performance. Remember that old saying about CEOs, you're only as good as the last quarter? those numbers need to look good. Your projections need to look good. Disney lost over, I believe it's $140 billion last year. $140 billion in lost value. If you're a CEO and you're on the corporate board, company value is virtually your entire existence. Increasing the value. It's your fiduciary duty to your shareholders. Okay, so if you're Disney, you've taken in all these malignant tumors. How many pieces of audio have we played for you about the crazy LGBTQ activists that Disney has willingly hired? So again, it's their fault, but they've willingly hired them. Remember that LaToya Ravenhill one we played for you 1,000 times? Oh, I've just put gay. Chris, do you have that one? Play that. Dig that up and play it if you find it. I know it's bad, but it's a great example. We played the Disney executive. It said, well, I have 2 kids, a pansexual and a transsexual. So it's over and over and over again. They're bringing these tumors in. Okay, so you're bringing tumors in and bringing tumors in and bringing tumors in. And you're filling your company up with these people. And they get to key positions in your company. Remember this lady that Disney Plus you watched, that's a subscription you haven't canceled yet? Congratulations, she's writing the shows.
I worked at small studios most of my career, and I'd heard, you know, hear whispers. Like, I'd heard things like, oh, you know, they won't let you show this at a Disney show. And I'm like, okay. So I was a little, like, sus when I started. But then my experience was bafflingly the opposite of what I had heard. The showrunners were super welcoming. Meredith Roberts and like our leadership over there has been so welcoming to like my like not at all secret gay agenda. And so like I felt like maybe it was that way in the past, but I guess like something must have happened in the last like they're turning it around. They're going hard. And then all that like momentum that I felt, like that sense of I don't have to be afraid. Let's have these two characters kiss. Let's in the background. Like I was just wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to like, if you see anything queer in the show, I'm proud of them. But like, I just was like, no one would stop me and no one was trying to stop me.
Okay. But now the profit loss sheet came out. Now the projections came out. And now it won't be all of them, because there'll be some communist activists in that boardroom too. But now the CEO, members of the board, they understand at Disney now they have cancer. The Democratic Party, I guarantee the leaders of it, like Pelosi types, they're looking at this new crop and what they want, the things they're doing, and they know, okay, we've got cancer. But here's the problem. There's cancer you can treat. And very sadly, because cancer is just one of those things that's touched us all. I mean, who hasn't lost somebody to cancer? Very sadly, there's cancer you can't treat, which always sounds weird, right? What do you mean you can't treat? Why can't you treat it? It's not that they can't treat it. It's that treating it will kill you just like the cancer would have. Let's use Disney as an example, because I'm just telling you, I feel like there are many, many entities, many cultural institutions in this country that are not salvageable now. So back to Disney, all right? You're Disney, you welcomed in all the communists. They have since drowned all of your product in LGBTQ rainbow propaganda. Families don't want to go see that crap every time they take little Billy to the movies or turn on Disney Plus, so they cancel Disney Plus. They don't go to the parks. They don't go to the movies. Even the superhero movies don't do near the numbers they used to do. People were done. And now the year ends and you get all these profit loss statements. You're the CEO and you think to yourself, man, that sucks. We need to get back. We need to dump all this activism because it looks bad and we need to go back. Okay, let's stop there for a second, because you know they're thinking that. You know the Pelosi types, the CEO types, you know they're looking at the problems and they want to go back. Realistically, if you're the CEO of Disney, can you do that? Have you thought about what it would mean to the National Democrats, to the CEO of Disney, to any other entity you can think of, if they tried to go back, you know what would happen, right? If you walk through this, I was doing this little brain experiment. I couldn't sleep last night, and I was walking through this in my mind as I was laying there. And I'll tell you what, we'll go over all of it here in a second. Before we do that, make sure you understand something. And that this is something that I actually hate. It's a truth. Speaking of hard truths, we always tell hard truths on here. There's something I hate, and here's something that's true and brutal. Your shooting skills, they are perishable. And I hate that because of all the hours and rounds and hours and rounds and hours and rounds we would shoot in the Marines. I wanted to keep those skills forever. I always wanted that skill set. But if I go 6 months without going to the range, those skills get stale. If I go a year, those skills are gone. I have a Mantis X system, not just because it saves me money on rounds because I dry fire practice in my home, not just because it saves me time so I don't have to drive to the range. Man, I worked too hard to lose all those. And maybe, look, maybe you're an expert and you just want to maintain. Maybe you're a beginner and you're just trying to learn. Mantis X is for you. It's what the professionals use. It attaches right to your weapon and you practice in your home. Go to MantisX.com and practice in your home. MantisX.com, all right? Don't hope you're ready. Hope don't do you any good at all. Make sure you're ready. All right. Now, back to this cancer that I'm not sure we can fix. I'm not sure it's curable. I will explain what I mean in a moment. I've got an
animal inside of me. This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you once again that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you had better get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I have more great news. We're going to take a couple phone calls tonight. We never do it. Last time we did it, you were just dynamite. You were funny. You got right to the point. It made the show better, not worse, which never happens with phone calls. We're doing another run tonight. Now, I'm not telling you what about yet, so give me a second. Give me a couple minutes, and I'll let you know. Okay, but before we get to that, back to this thing with the terminal cancer. Democrat Party, corporations, so many entities in this country have taken in all these commies, and it's a terminal cancer. These commies will kill them. So they need to get rid of the cancer. But I don't think it's humanly possible for them to do so. Picture you taking over Disney right now. All right, so whatever loser they have in there, Bob Iger, whatever loser they have in there, he's gone. You step in. You're CEO. And you want to get Disney back to, you know, normal, funny, cartoons, family stuff, stuff any family can enjoy, just normal, you know, the normal America from like 5 minutes ago. That's what you want. And immediately you realize, okay, all this endless LGBTQ activism has got to go. So what do you do? You begin by, maybe you want to begin slow. Maybe you begin by shooting down this newest Rainbow's TV series they were getting ready to put out. Okay, well, let me ask you something. The communist street activists who have been hired by you to write that show and produce that show and direct that show, how do you think they're going to respond when you do something relatively benign like canceling a show? That was step one. What do you think they're going to do? Do they quit immediately? Do they go ahead and start leaking bad things about you anonymously to the New York Times, who will run with these things? Do they immediately send out a memo to all the various LGBTQ demon mob groups? Yes, they do, immediately. Now, let's say you take the next obvious step, and this step is a must. This is not an option. It is a must. You do this, or your company, Disney, cannot be salvaged. You have to fire these people. The cancer has to be removed, remember. You don't have the option to just say, well, it's just a tumor the size of my head growing on my foot. You have to remove it. So what happens when you do the first wave of firing? Hey, this nut job, this nut job, and this nut job. They're not running the children's cartoon department anymore. Why? Because parents don't want to sit their kids down in front of Disney Plus and watch a couple lesbians do their thing. They're gone, so we're going to get back to just relatively normal stuff now. Where do those three activists you fired go the second they walk out the door? Do they go get in their Subarus and go right down to the pet store? Or do they get in their Subarus, which you know that's what they all drive. Do they get in their Subarus and do they drive immediately down to the nearest LGBTQ demon mob who puts out the press release? Now, every major media publication in the country is on you for being a Nazi, right-wing, fascist, white supremacist, bigot who hates gay people. The next day when the Disney World, Disneyland, LA and Orlando open up, there are thousands of Rainbow Brigade types with their pink feather boas twerking in front of the park so people won't even go in front of their kids. How long before somebody gets physically hurt, physically vandalized? Do you see what I mean? Listen to how these people responded today at the removal of Ilhan Omar from some stupid committee you don't even care
about.
Those
in favor say aye.
Aye!
Those in favor say no.
No!
It's the opinion of the chair that the ayes have it and the resolution is agreed to. And without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid.
They're still screaming. I'm cutting it off. That's how they responded. That's how the communists responded to somebody getting removed from a committee. Now, if there was an actual change at an actual powerful entity like Disney, where there was a real effort to remove the cancer, I would argue this, and I know this is sad when it comes to a lot of things that you'd like to see saved and I'd like to see saved. I think the salvage effort will kill most of these institutions anyway. I think it will. Is that ugly, Chris? Is it dark? I didn't want it to be dark. All right, you know what? Here, let's do something light then. 877-377-4373 is the number. We're going to do something tonight. For once, I'm going to open this up and we can talk about what you want. It can be light, by the way, or it can be heavy. I don't care. 877-377-4373. But I need one thing from you first. Before you're allowed to get to your subject, we're going to help some people out tonight, all right? The headline is this. Ugly people are more likely to wear COVID face masks, the study suggests. So before you get to your point, you are not allowed to get to your point until you give the name, just the first name out of the person in your life who you know who should wear a face mask from now on, all right? What, Chris? This is important. We're helping people out. Hey, man, your face looks like death. Put this on. So you give me the first name of the person who needs to wear a face mask, and then we can get to your topics. 877-377-4373. It's time to wage war on ugly.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday night, which means the weekend is almost here. We're already halfway done. Before I get to the calls and the emails and the everything else we have going on here tonight, including the ugly people in face masks. And the new Biden strategy. I actually do have something I should probably address because there's some breaking news out there in case you're not by the radio or not by TV. So it falls to me, the journalist.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
There's a Chinese spy balloon flying over America. This is, I'm not doing a bit, I swear. I realized that the show was so tongue-in-cheek sometimes, I should probably emphasize this is not a bit, all right? There is a Chinese spy balloon. Apparently, it's over Montana. We've known it was over Montana since they say yesterday, so that means we probably knew at least a day or two beforehand. The word is, I'm now going into the rumor section, the word is that they're trying to figure out what to do with it. Joe Biden was presented with a plan to shoot it down. Joe Biden said he was concerned about possible civilian casualties. As much as I love to make fun of President Poopy Pants and his...
We're changing people's lives.
That's not an illegitimate concern. Maybe you're sitting there right now. Shoot, maybe you're in Montana listening to the sound of my voice saying, hey, there's nobody in Montana. Okay, that's fair. There aren't many people in Montana, but there are still people in Montana. And if you're president of the United States of America and you order a spy drone shot down over Montana and some poor sap out there driving on a backcountry road, as I've been that guy many times, ends up with a Chinese spy drone down his throat, that family is going to want retribution. They're gonna make a stink. The media is going to run with it. Now you're the president. Instead of shooting down a spy drone, you killed an innocent American. It's a worthy concern, is all I'm saying right here. So, hey, Chinese spy drone up there. I don't want you to make anything of this. I'm not making anything of it simply because I don't know. We don't know the whole story. We assume everyone's lying to us at this point in time. Like always, that's the deal. Now, back to these, because I realized we were having a couple phone problems there. If you called and no one answered, there was a system problem. It's all back and running now. 877-377-4373. I'm in such a good mood. You can talk about what you want as long as you get right to the point. But remember, you have to do something first. We have a study out saying ugly people are more likely to wear COVID face masks. We're all going to be better people on this show in 2023. As part of our public service, I want you to give out the first name of the person in your life who you think should wear a face mask more as this new revelation comes out. 877-377-4373. Who's that ugly in your life who needs to mask up? What, Chris? It's fine. All right, this is about the public health, Chris. This is about think how beautiful life would be if we could just block out all the feminists and then it was just us, the anti-communists. Life would be like a portrait. Honestly, no, I'm trying to be nice. Feminists, mask up, ladies. Hey, it's dangerous out there. Everyone else, mask off. While we're waiting to go back to these here, I do want to bring this up real quick because this is probably a prime opportunity to once again bring up Jesse's two most important pieces of advice for employees. Because we're all employees, right? I am. You probably are, unless you own your own small business. But if you're an employee, there are two pieces of advice that will carry you very, very far. First, I know this is odd in this day and age, but it's your job to make your boss's life easier, not vice versa. Do you make your boss's life easier? You see a lot of this out there today. Oh, man, my boss told me to do this, and now he won't even help me find this thing he told me to find. No, you don't understand. Your boss isn't your mommy. You make his life easier. It's not his job to make your life easier in any way. It's your job to make his life easier. That'll keep you employed a long time. That's one. Two, and I really need you to hear this. We all have baggage. Everyone does. I know you're shocked. I have some too. We all have some things we carry into the workplace because we're not robots. We are human beings. You're human. I am human. We all have things we carry into the workplace. Maybe you're one of those ugly people that needs to be in a mask. That's a bird. What, Chris? No, quit. No, seriously. Maybe you're emotional.
Maybe you're one of those people, you cry at work. Don't do that, by the way. But maybe you're one of those people who cry at work. Okay. You can't change the fact you're emotional, but you should also understand that's a negative. You have baggage. You better make sure you're bringing more to the table to make up for the fact that we have to deal with Tina in accounting crying once again at work. All right? As the example I always bring up, if you're in the sales office, you want to show up late every now and then? Okay, fine. You better be number one. When you're number one, you can show up late every now and then. Oh, man, Tony, you missed the morning meeting. Tony is such a cut-up. Anyway, go back to being number one, Tone. Appreciate you. When you're number 10 in the office, you better be there 15 minutes early putting a pot of coffee on for the boss. I only bring this up because, again, this headline, big tech layoffs are hitting diversity and inclusion jobs hard. I know that feels good when you're some piece of trash communist who graduated college and now you've decided to dedicate your life to cultural Marxism and focusing on things like diversity and equity and inclusion. You entered this field because it makes you feel good to destroy things other people have built. You enter this field because you have no particular talent and you bring nothing really to any job or anyone really in general, not in your personal life or business world. So this field gives you the opportunity to enter into the high-powered business world even though you bring no talent or skills or abilities. And so I know why you went into DEI. I get that. But you should also understand you, A, make your boss's life harder, and B, are nothing but baggage. Your talent doesn't outweigh anything because you don't have any. And your boss has to deal with you all the time. Hey, boss, I know we had a good quarter and everything. I know sales are good, but we don't have enough gays. We're one gay short. We're going to have to fire a straight, and we need to bring a gay in here. Also, I've noticed the company trucks are a little carbon heavy. We should spend about $2 billion and upgrade to all electric trucks. That's why you got fired, because you suck, all right? You suck, and your whole life is a burden. The second you stop being a burden, you'll be fine. There, see? Told you it was going to be nice. We're going to help people tonight. 877-377-4373. Remember, I need the name of an ugly in your life because we're going to help them out to wear a mask. And then whatever else you want to talk about, as long as you get right to the point. Remember, no small talk. Get right to the point. Now, you know what's crazy? Some of the things we have to ban now. I heard Heavy D talk about the gas stove thing, and it honestly made me shake my head more than anything else.
And because of things that have happened more recently, we're also eliminating permanently the sales tax on gas stoves. They are coming after people's gas stoves. New York is just doing something to ban. So as they're banning, we're saying no tax.
It really doesn't speak highly of us that there are even people who want to ban gas stoves. But there are, and they happen to run all of Western society now, so that's not good. Anyway, do you have that emergency 3-month food kit? Might be a good time to dial up the emergency 3-month food kit. We do have a Chinese spy balloon flying over America while they're doing aerial drills over Thailand, while Russia has just promised, I didn't even mention this earlier in the show, Russia just promised something to put the world on notice on the anniversary of the Russia-Ukrainian conflict, which is just now beginning. So that's not good. 3 months worth of food. Everyone in your home needs 3 months worth of emergency food. MyPatriotSupply.com. They have those for $200 off, 3-month food kits. They ship them fast. They ship them fast. Get those for everyone in your home. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. We are going to come back. We're going to get your uglies, and then we're going to get your topics. 877-377-4373. Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is obviously... The biggest story of the day out there is that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's not that what, Chris? It's not the Chinese spy balloon. It's that you have an opportunity to email a world-famous author, all right? This is a huge moment for you. All 3 hours of Friday's show are your questions that you email right now into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right? jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And as far as the Chinese spy balloon goes, look, I wouldn't make that big of a deal of it. I know we're supposed to be outraged over everything, but listen, China spies on us all the time. We spy on China all the time. Israel spies on everybody all the time, friends and enemies. The world is about spying. That's what the world does. We all do it. It's not the end of the world. There's nothing the Chinese are going to see in a spy balloon over Montana that they didn't already know by the fact they own half of America's college professors and 90% of the government. But either way, don't freak out. It is what it is. All right. Isaiah, Virginia, go.
Hey, Jesse. Purpose to your first question, I'd probably put a mask on my aunt. In respect to her, especially when she smiles, you can put a mask on her all day. I'll be fine with that.
Okay.
Second of all, what do you think about the upcoming Trump 2024 run? Do you think he has a chance against most Republicans? Do you think it's already late because of his demeanor and how most Americans feel about him? Or where he says he's most committed and angry at ever in our government, do you think he stands a chance against any Democrat?
Okay, first of all, Isaiah's aunt, he wants you to mask up and stay safe. All right, lady, you're killing yourself and apparently everyone else. Get a mask on that face. That is one. Two, Trump in 2024. This is how I see it. I see Trump as the favorite, albeit a slim favorite right now in the primary. I say slim favorite because Trump's had some negative momentum, had some hiccups. He can't stop talking about the lockdowns and the vaccines and stuff like that. He's had some hiccups, but he's still the most popular Republican in the country. Heavy D has positive momentum, so they're going opposite directions. But if the election was held today, Trump would still beat Ron DeSantis. So many people, especially the people who aren't that politically informed but still vote in Republican primaries, they're gonna stay that way. And that was no rip on those people. But it also, when you combine them, because they're not following everyone's recent comments, and when you combine them with all the people out there who had their lives made better by a Trump presidency, people remember that, and you can't blame people for remembering that. I'd say his chances, he's the favorite in the primary, although he could easily lose the primary to DeSantis. He really, really could. Now, this is where it gets tricky. When you get to the general, this is what people who hate Trump love to say. They love to say, he has no chance at the general. He lost the last general. He has no chance. Trump doesn't have a chance. Trump doesn't have a chance. Okay, stop. You know why? Because I listened to every single one of you smart people say that leading up to the 2016 election. No chance, no chance, no chance, no chance. Every pollster, no chance. This is crazy. It's already over. No chance, no chance, no chance. And then Donald J. Trump became president of the United States for 4 years that night. Does he have work to do? Of course he does. But that's the point of campaigning, is to bring people back in. Donald Trump has work to do in the Republican primary. He has, for various reasons, some very valid, some, in my opinion, not valid, but for various reasons, he has lost significant portions of support. He needs to bring those people back in. Remember, anyone who's backing Ron DeSantis, virtually all of them were Trump people before. Now they're okay, so... That tells you he did something to lose those people. He needs to bring them back. He has time. He has time to do that. He needs to bring them back. And then when you get to the general, people will say things like this. Oh, but he lost suburban housewives. He can't win the general. He lost the housewives. Okay, well, he won them in 2016. Yeah, he's got to bring them back. For whatever that means, whatever form that takes, he's got to bring them back. And always remember this. Remember this anytime somebody tells you, this major political candidate can't win. No, your guy can't win. This guy can't win. DeSantis can't win. Trump can't win. Always, always remember this. World events are unpredictable, and world events can cause anybody to win. Oh, Trump can't win. Trump can't win. Okay, what if I give you that? What if Trump has lost too much support? He's too tainted in the minds of Americans. Head-to-head against Joe Biden, you lose by five. Lose by five or six, that kind of thing. Okay, what about 2 months before the election, gas prices spiked to $6 a gallon? Then it's, bye-bye, Joe. See ya. Joe Biden loses. Of course he can win. He's got work to do. He's got work to do. He has negative momentum right now. There's no question. Too much time at Mar-a-Lago. He has surrounded himself with a bunch of turds, a bunch of deep state turds as far as consultants go. They're yanking him the wrong way, just like Jared Kushner used to do. But he's getting back out there on the trail. He's going to go to rallies with you, and you're going to show up, and you're going to cheer at the right times. You're going to boo when he says something you don't like, and I think that'll do something to snap him out of it. We'll see. It's going to be a long, long primary. All right, your uglies, and then your issue. George, Tampa, who's the ugly?
Jesse, we had this supervisor. Every morning he'd pull the mask up, he'd put his hand in the antibacterial juice, he'd start barking out orders, useless orders, and he was the man, let me tell you, he was as ugly as the day was long. Go Buchanan, go. 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 Go, you're supposed to cut me off. Go Buchanan, go.
Go, George. Go, George. I don't know what you're saying.
What's up there, kid?
Did George not have an issue? Did he cuss? He cussed. George. Oh, I wondered what was going on there. Listen, all of you, it is a family show. The show's on a little bit of a delay, like a 10-second delay or something like that. I don't know how long. Longer than that, I guess. You can't cuss. You're not allowed, according to the FCC anyway, and even if you were allowed, there are kids who listen. We have to cut it off. It won't make the air. You can say whatever you want. It won't make the air. Let's try a different George. Maybe that George is bad luck. George in Spokane, different side of the country. Go, George.
Hey, Jesse. I would go ahead and say my cousin, Earl. He's pretty, he's something else. Okay. Women love him, though, so he's definitely got something going on for him. A topic. What do you think about the Ukraine war that's going on? And I'm baffled on how Biden is handling it. Now, I don't think that we should get involved.
Okay. Russia, Ukraine, and Earl. First of all, let's lead with this. Uncle Earl, brother, I know you're doing well with the ladies, but it's tough to look at. Keep a mask on. Mask up. Stay safe. That's one. Two, Russia, Ukraine. This is how I see this whole thing going. I will lay all this stuff out for you. Maybe a little ugly, but there's a reason what's happening is happening. Before we get to that, one, I shouldn't be telling you this tonight. I have a little inside information. You know, I tell you about MyPillow, and I'll tell you about the sheets again in a second. Everyone knows about the MyPillow pillow. Did you know there's a second version coming out? I personally have not actually tested it yet, full disclosure. They have told me I have one on the way. I know the first ones are incredible. I think we have 8 of them. They're all over the house. We have extras stuffed in the closets. They've actually improved on those, I'm told, so that's cool. I'll let you know. In the meantime, Giza Dream Sheets are still lowest price ever. Might want to scarf those bad boys up because that sale's about to go away. Get them as low as $29.98. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. Russia, Ukraine. Next.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.